Good morning. It is now 6:07 at WRJZ Joy Radio. The Bob Bell Show is underway. I didn't even have to ask for Harden's heart this time. Dr. Todd, you texted me the following.
Yes.
The art of staying off dead-end streets.
That's correct.
What Ecclesiastes can teach us about life under,
that's right,
under
that's
the
right
sun.
That's exactly right.
So there's nothing new under the
sun.
Oh,
the
really?
S-U-N and the S-O-N also.
Oh, that's just good. Well, aren't you?
Right.
Boy, you're in fourth gear already, aren't you,
there
bud?
There you go. Ready to roll.
Yeah. Them Smoky Bears are already 1-0.
There we go.
They've already defeated Farragut. They beat Farragut, 38-6, something like that. It was pretty thusly.
Good.
And
did they go for two at the end? I'm just kidding. Farragut, folks, I'm just kidding.
No. The coaching staff at Sevier County, that's some godly men.
Yeah,
I'm serious. I really enjoy talking to a couple of the assistants. One of whom, and the guy who runs Press Box, the listener of WRJZ, shout out to you, sir. You really accommodated us well. Hopefully, when you come to the Jerry Disney Family Sports Complex this season, we'll accommodate you well, make sure we handle you. But they have so many, where are we going to put them?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we just start building some bleachers up on Dystone Gap.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
Right.
It's going to be something. Anyway, I'm seeing people develop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing people talk, and we're going to talk more about these dead ends and what it looks like, because I want you to define that a little bit later.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, so we have seen Dolly pass away.
Mm-hmm.
She is from your homeland.
Yes, she is.
She is from my homeland.
Yep.
Did you ever think that a girl from Sevier County could have such a worldwide impact on people?
Let me rephrase that. Did I ever think a girl that went out with my dad and was in my mom's general business class,
hello?
Yep. Would have ever done what she did.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely. That's the truth.
Man, oh my, I interviewed her when I was 23.
Yep.
And I was so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
right.
And she laughed, and she made me laugh. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She got a joke or something. She made me laugh, and this was off the air, and all of a sudden I could breathe again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, but she went out with your dad.
Yep. Went to a Valentine's Day dance one time.
I'll be dogged. And she was in your mom's general business
class. That's correct, sir.
General business. I forgot all about
that.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock, all right, for WRJZ. Thank God we had a Dolly Parton. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff. We're back in just a few moments, 10 minutes after 6. It's now 72 degrees, much more muggy out there. Todd talks about those dead ends.
We enter the Tyler Almond era as the Carson Newman Eagles take on the Tiffin Dragons this Thursday at 7 p.m. for the FCA Game of the Week. Carson Newman Eagle football is brought to you by Ted Russell Nissan, Knox TVA Employees Credit Union, Fleet Tire, Braden's Lifestyles, and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. You can hear Carson Newman football on our flagship station, AM 620, Joy Radio, WRJZ. Also on FM 102.5 in Knoxville and 99.5 FM in Sevierville.
Pastors and ministry leaders, listen up. Joy 620 WRJZ would love to connect with you and keep you informed about ministry opportunities. Log on to WRJZ.com and click on the Joy 620 Ministry Connection newsletter link and sign up today. From time to time, we'll let you know what's going on around the station and ways you can impact our East Tennessee community. It's free, and we promise not to overload your inbox. The Joy 620 WRJZ Ministry Connection newsletter. Sign up at WRJZ.com. With Joy 620 WRJZ.
The world's words come at us from all directions, and it can make us feel bitter. But Proverbs 16:24 says,
pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones.
Here you'll find some good words to bring some sweetness to your life. You're listening to Joy Radio.
I love it. 72 degrees. Good morning. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJZ. I don't know. That just hits good today, doesn't it? Us lost sinners that have been redeemed, we're the ones that have the favorite song of all. Those purchased by His blood. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty fired up this morning. Can you tell?
I can tell, buddy.
I've had some stronger coffee, I think.
That's what it is.
Because I was exercised about something a while ago. And see, God sends me the soothing voice of Dr. Todd.
Sure.
And it's like the blood pressure goes down.
Mm-hmm. Have that effect on people, Bob.
We're not saying you're boring. That's not true.
No, not at all. Wake up.
but I thought it was intriguing when you talked about evading or avoiding these, not roadblocks, but dead ends.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean by dead end?
Well, we are continual meaning makers. We strive to make sense of things, right? and so the key here is we have to understand that there is meaning and purpose in life. There really is.
For sure.
But only when we are properly oriented to God. So, to be properly oriented to God will lead to fulfillment, okay?
Hmm.
To be improperly oriented to God will always lead to futility.
So to be improperly oriented to God will always lead to futility.
Yep. Some translations of the Bible, when Ecclesiastes starts out, says futility, futility, or vanity, vanity.
It does. That's what that means, isn't it?
And so, yeah. So Solomon, at the end of his life, opens up with this question: is there any fulfillment to be had in life? Basically,
What a great question.
Right.
So, a few years ago, about 2 months after I came to faith in Christ, the year was 1992.
Okay.
1 year before I came here to work.
Okay.
And I walked into this prominent businessman's office. Man, he ran a good business. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Big old truck, big old shotgun,
right.
Good business.
Yeah.
I walk in there. He's one of my favorite clients, and I love to talk to him. And his head's kind of down, and it's sort of quiet. Nothing's stirring at 10 o'clock in the morning in his business. There's no reason to.
Mm-hmm.
His business had to do with home improvement, so things were slow at that time. It was a hot summer day. And he was on my program where I'm getting ready to take him on a cruise with me. And we had, if you spend enough money, you get to go on a cruise
with us, blah, blah, blah,
and all that kind of stuff. So he was getting ready to go on a cruise, and I'm all excited because I'd never been on a cruise.
Right.
And I walk in, and I said, so-and-so, what's wrong? And he didn't say anything in explanation. He just looked at me and said, Bob, have you ever just wondered, is this all there is?
Mm. That's a good question.
And I said, man, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
I said, as a matter of fact, a couple of months ago, I was asking that question when a preacher was talking to me, and it really sunk in that I didn't have a perspective of what eternity is.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care. I just cared about tomorrow.
Right.
And I kept asking the same question you just asked. It sounds good to me. Is this all there is?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just told him my testimony.
Right.
And back then, in 1992, and it was late in May or early in June, I guess it was July. I didn't know how to articulate it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. I said, this is what happened. And so now there seems to be like a real purpose for living and getting up in the morning because
Right. Here's
my relationship with Christ, and he's got some sort of plan for me that I don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. As a matter of fact, Dave, I think I pulled up a new Erwin Lutzer, and I wanted to say, what does it say on the description? Who he is. Okay. So there's another one that I haven't put up yet, Dave, and I apologize, but I'll give you, this is inside baseball.
Yeah.
It's at 30062.
Oh, the old 30062, Dave.
30062, and I forgot to put it up, but I just now got it. And it is talking about David Jeremiah, by the way. It's talking about purpose in life, how people use Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you really dig in, there's much more to it, and it's really, it gives you this perspective right here.
1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it all to the glory of God.
Mm.
And Colossians 3:17 adds a similar word, that whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mm.
And when you do all of these things, when you depend, you trust in the Lord, and you dedicate yourself with all your heart, and you discipline yourself, not leaning to your own understanding, and you acknowledge him in everything you do, the result will be you will get direction in your life. Focusing your life results in direction. The end of these verses say, he shall direct your paths. How many of you know that when God directs your paths, you're focused? When you're getting your signals from Almighty God, and you're in his path, you're focused. You know what to do, and nothing can sway you.
So Dr. Todd's going to jump off that in a minute, because he started with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and he went to the other New Testament verses and backed it up. Interesting study. Of course, Todd probably gave that to Dr. Darren Jeremiah. 18 minutes after 6 o'clock, traffic and weather on the way at WRJZ. Your phone calls also at 865-342-5620.
Johnny W. is back.
On Easter Sunday, I like to take my offering and put it in a tiny plastic egg and make the ushers search the room for it.
Johnny W., clean comedy and family-friendly laughs, live in Knoxville, August 29th.
As a teenager, I was really awkward around girls. I wasn't someone you would call, someone you would call.
Get your tickets at knoxbijou.org or visit johnnyw.com.
Do you sometimes feel like your prayers just aren't connecting, like you're going through the motions? Join us on Saturdays at 11 a.m. called Prayer Power, a dynamic hour where together we'll discover simple, transformative, biblical truths about how to live and pray with deeper peace and purpose. So mark your calendar and tune into Prayer Power with Pastor Brent McDougall, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on Joy 620. Because when you learn to live by faith and pray with passion, everything can change.
Hey, do your windows constantly look foggy, dirty, or hazy, even when you wash them? Then call Manning Windows. That could be your solution today. The number is 865-409-1762. Manning Windows, the local professionals, will come out and assess the need for your home. Locally owned and operated, quality craftsmanship, made for you and your home every time. Manning Windows, 409-1762. Manning Windows, serving all of East Tennessee.
Joy Radio Weather with Mike Witcher.
Happy Thursday. Today's the day that our cold front swings its way on through. That's going to spark off a few spotty afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms, but the heat and humidity has definitely built its way back in with forecast highs in the low 90s. This forecast is brought to you by McNabb Center. When you're in a crisis, the faster you get help, the better it is. McNabb Center's Empath Unit has compassionate mental health providers, and 24/7 walk-ins are welcome. I'm meteorologist Mike Witcher from the East Tennessee Weather Center, and remember to always stay up to date with the latest forecast with the free East Tennessee Weather app.
Joy Radio Traffic with Pete Michaels.
Well, you need to be out driving around this time of the morning. We've got a green flag so far without any wrecks at all. Being Thursday, you'll see plenty of extra truck traffic, especially in and out of Loudoun County, on and off of Watt Road and the Scales. But right now, law enforcement not reporting any wrecks. A reminder that Fountain City Finance says paying rent is like detailing a rent-a-car. It's like detailing a junker. Look, that makes no sense at all. Fountain City Finance, they'll beat all other lenders. Fountain City Finance.
Joy Radio.
Here's why people are listening this August.
It's a great start for the day for us.
Gets me back on track.
You're locked in to Joy Radio.
For WRJZ, we are going through a wonderful process with Dr. Todd Harden. At the present time, 6:22 in the morning, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Harden's Heart, the Art of Staying Off Dead-End Streets. What Ecclesiastes can teach us about life under the sun. So we heard the Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 part. Yeah. Now let's hear the Ecclesiastes connection.
Yeah, the idea is, and I've noticed this, and you know this always comes out from my counseling or my reflecting on things and my interactions with people. A lot of people struggle almost with this perpetual sense of dissatisfaction with life. Do you know what I mean?
Like the guy I told you about.
Yes, something is never quite good enough or right enough or that kind of thing. And, you know, you think about it, you go through life and all of a sudden you get to the end of it and you've just been a sourpuss the whole time. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and it's true, though. If you think about it, there are a lot of people that are that way.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because it's almost like you forget, hey, wait a minute, why are we here?
Like Ebenezer.
That's right. You know, and so what we're trying to understand is there are three central truths. Here's the idea. The argument from Solomon is simply this.
Let me get my pen.
Okay, you got it.
Number one.
First of all, well, let me say this before I say the three real quick. Mm-hmm. Solomon looks out over his life, and he basically says, is there fulfillment in life under the sun?
Said what my friend said.
That's exactly right.
Is this all there is?
Exactly right. Is this all there is? And, you know, he's been through all this stuff. He's done all this stuff. And he looks around, though, at the current state of the affairs. In 115, he says this, what is crooked cannot be straightened, and what is lacking cannot be counted. In other words, we live in a cesspool.
Okay? It is what it is.
It is what it is. There you go. And so if you want to find fulfillment, and he says this later in the book, fear God, keep his commandments, right? Okay, so you got this trust and obey thing you got going on, right? Well, here's the three truths that underlie that whole argument. Number one, enjoy the little things in life as blessings from God.
Boy, that's big.
Yep, and we can unpack that as we go.
That's good.
Number two, embrace the variability of life.
That's E number two.
That's right.
E1, E2.
E3 is employ biblical wisdom in negotiating life.
You sound like Adrian Rogers.
Yeah, it'll sound like
enjoy, embrace, and employ.
That's right.
Biblical wisdom.
And the truth is, if people can just accept this is the way things are and what am I going to do, what would God have me do about it? They would be so much better off.
Yeah.
So many mental illnesses that I deal with on a daily basis are people that just actually will not accept the reality of situations.
Hmm. Now, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I get that. That's where you, when you talk about getting stuck.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing this guy said from many years ago, and this is, again, this is, how long have I come to, this is 34 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time back.
So 34 or 35 years ago, this man, this prominent businessman in another county, so don't look him up, but he said, I got this smoking hot wife, our marriage is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He said that in the same breath.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking hot wife, our marriage is in trouble, and I got more money than Carter's got little liver pills, and we're getting ready to go on this cruise, and he named all these things that are going to be temporal, and they're going to be gone and burn up and don't mean much, and you can feel the dissatisfaction.
I want to get right down into some micro, you know, minutia, little small micro stuff. I want you to think about this.
Okay.
I want you to think about what you had for breakfast this morning.
Okay.
Okay. I had a piece of peanut butter toast with a banana.
Very good.
And it was great.
Small little blessing.
Right? We don't think about that stuff. We just think about, well, I'm running late to the radio show or something. No, think about the little blessing that God gave for me, not only to have the money to buy that, to have the physical ability to prepare that, and to have the time to enjoy that. But we don't think about that, do we?
No.
We're too busy worried about something else that we, by the way, can't control.
Boy, did you just step on my toes?
Mm. And I mean, it's little things. See, if you really look at the very small things, that's when you realize God really is here.
Okay, now, Dave, you and I know, we walked in this morning, we had a little thing. It wasn't a big thing. It was a little thing, right? Would you agree? It could be a big thing if we leave it alone.
It could blow into a big thing.
But it was a little thing, correct? Mm-hmm. And it was something that it's where you have mutual mystification. Sure. Well, I thought you. And it wasn't between us. It was, other staff members that we can blame on. And we just throw it off on them. No. And I got more worked up about it than I should. And here Doc comes in with this stuff. Now, I was on the porch this morning at 4 o'clock, just like always.
Mm-hmm. A beautiful morning.
And it was a beautiful morning, and I could hear some little critters out in the woods, and it's absolutely fantastic. I'd already done my push-ups. I'd already had my shower. Mm-hmm. I'd already shaved. I'm clean.
Yep.
What's not to be good? You're in God's Word. Mm-hmm. Now we're at the end of I look at Acts 27, and look at this 14-day-long storm. Mm-hmm. And he keeps getting the word from God, you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that not a hair on their head will be harmed. And they're thinking about killing the prisoners and throwing them over, They've already thrown the cargo over.
Sure.
I mean, it was a mess, and he finally calls the crew together and said, if you would have listened to me, mm-hmm. you wouldn't be in this mess.
Right, exactly.
And I'm thinking, what kind of peace do you have to have? And sure enough, you fast forward through the middle of chapter 28, and they end up on this, you know, beautiful place called Malta, mm-hmm. where people build a fire for them and take care of them, and they're hospitable and all this good stuff. And everything is just as he said. Not a hair on their head was harmed. They should have been dead five times mm-hmm. over. I mean, he called them together that one night because yep. they hadn't eaten anything for 2 weeks.
Right.
And I'm sitting there going, I'm enjoying this. Then I get to work, and one little thing has nothing to do. It's not yep. a big deal. And you're going, what are you so exercised about?
Right, right.
You enjoy these little things.
That's right.
And then you embrace. You embrace what?
Well, you embrace the variability of life.
Yeah.
You have to learn to run the triple option offense in life.
Hmm.
And what I mean by that is, depending on what the defense does, it depends on what you're going to do to respond.
Hmm.
Right?
Right.
You can't say, no, we're going to do it this way.
But you get to react to what they're doing.
That's exactly right. And you take what they give you.
Which means you have to be malleable.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be flexible.
What about the pastor, the young man that wants to be a senior pastor, and he's convinced that you know, Podunk Baptist Church is, I'm the next pastor of that church.
Yes, sir.
Well, what if they don't, what if God hadn't told them that? Told them that. Right?
They just told you, huh?
That's right. That's exactly right.
And here's a... I'll tell you about an amazing, I can talk about it more now that it's been about 8 or 9 years, but being on a search team.
A couple times.
In a row. But you really learn, hey, we really don't know.
Right.
He does.
Right.
So maybe we are to listen to him. And we can speak amongst each other and encourage each other and pray together. And that's what it boiled down to, is seeking after him so much that you didn't care what your own feelings were.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped. Mm-hmm. And once we did that, we found the right person.
Right.
After a second try. But we got, you know, the whole point is it's really humbling. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, in your purpose, you also discover it's his purpose.
That's right.
It's not you.
That's right.
And if you get to it's not you, you're in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk more about that coming up in just a few moments, but I'll tell you some things I've learned. 865-342-5620. Todd's got more on this, though. Avoiding those dead ends. Coming up, a look at your latest in news from Fox News. Brought to you by Fleet Tire. I was down there the other day. They pulled a nail out of my tire. They take care of you. You know, I bought my new tires there just last year. They're still new. Fleet Tire, great deal, 111 Woodland Avenue.
I'm Sue Gossman. Closing argument scheduled for today in the trial of Lindsay Clancy, the Massachusetts mom who killed her three children. Fox's Molly Long.
Prosecutors say the Massachusetts mother acted rationally and intentionally, planning and executing the murder of her three children inside the family's Duxbury home. The defense says the Massachusetts mother should not be held criminally responsible for the killings, that she was misdiagnosed, overmedicated, and suffering from postpartum psychosis.
Trial date of June 5th, 2028, set for accused 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and three others.
Prosecutors had asked for a trial date in January of 2027. But the judge, writing, a realistic trial date must account for the hearing and resolution of pretrial evidentiary and compliance motions.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin reporting. America is listening to Fox News.
The future of cornhole is here. From casual backyard games to professional ACL tournaments, the Cornhole app is your all-in-one hub for the game you love. Keep score, track stats, follow your favorite players, and manage leagues and tournaments with powerful event tools. Whether you're a brand new player or an ACL pro, the Cornhole app connects you to the entire Cornhole community. Download the Cornhole app today.
When I hit my 50s, I felt like things were slowing down.
This is Sandra's Metamucil story.
I started taking Metamucil for digestion, but had no idea it would impact so much more. Not only did Metamucil help me feel more regular, but my heart health saw the benefits too.
Metamucil. One simple routine, four health benefits. Digestive health starts here. Go to Metamucil.com for more details.
Bob Bell here for Fleet Tire. Drive safer, longer when you visit your local Michelin dealer, Fleet Tire on Woodland Avenue, with a set of Michelin Defender tires. Based on internal wet braking results versus Goodyear, Assurance Comfort Tread tires and third-party wear test results versus Continental ProTrac tires with Eco Plus. See manufacturer's limited warranty for details at Fleet Tire, Woodland Avenue. As a matter of fact, when it comes to service after the sale of your tires, they take care of you at Fleet Tire.
When I was a little girl growing up in church in East Tennessee, I used to love to sing this song about prayer, I remember. Oh, how praying rests the weary. Prayer will change the night to day. So when life gets dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. Written in 1876, a century and a half ago, the words still carry important meaning. It's easy to bypass putting the brakes on a busy day to pray, but prayer can radically change your day. It can even change your life. And it can make a difference in the lives of those you pray for. Sometimes prayer changes our circumstances. Sometimes it changes us. Prayer is our audience with the King. So today, maybe even in the next moments, take time to pray. Our website has a space for prayer requests. Visit WRJZ.com to learn more. Joy Radio, helping you grow in the faith.
Joy Radio Weather with Mike Witcher.
Happy Thursday. Today's the day that our cold front swings its way on through. That's going to spark off a few spotty afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms, but the heat and humidity has definitely built its way back in with forecast highs in the low 90s. This forecast is brought to you by McNabb Center. When you're in a crisis, the faster you get help, the better it is. McNabb Center's Empath Unit has compassionate mental health providers, and 24/7 walk-ins are welcome. I'm meteorologist Mike Witcher from the East Tennessee Weather Center, and remember to always stay up to date with the latest forecast with the free East Tennessee Weather app.
Joy Radio Traffic with Pete Michaels.
Hey, good Thursday morning. Come on out here and join us. All main secondaries look good. Volume up a little bit this time of the morning, in and out of Oak Ridge plant traffic. On and off the John Sevier Highway around Strawberry Plains Pike and Thorn Grove Pike. And starting again this weekend, big delays around James White Parkway, but right now we're okay. You do not need the largest law firm in the country. You do not need a law firm from California or New York. You need Garza Law. Marcos Garza, a friend, a neighbor, a UT graduate who will fight for you. Garza Law, a Knoxville law firm.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
You know, those hymns are still pretty good, don't they?
I think they'll last.
I love this. One more time, young lady. Let's hear it from you. You know, that may be not the way your mamma had it, but she would appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I could still understand the word, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You're still there.
Yep.
The WRJZ Joy Radio. Coming up later on, we're going to be learning about a ministry called Without Reservation.
Mm.
And it's a ministry to the American Indian.
Wow.
Without Reservation.
I got you. That's great.
Pretty good name.
I see that play.
Yeah. And it... Here's one of those little things. Like, it was this young man who came up to me, I don't know how many years ago, and he basically told me, I need to be saved.
Mm.
Well, why don't you just throw raw meat to a lion, don't you?
Right.
Okay! And we walked through the gospel, and the Lord had already called him. Mm-hmm. You know, it's moments like that you go, the Lord does this.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not dependent on whether Bob is really good.
That's right.
Or we're really good and all that. Mm-hmm. No, he does this. And he did. And this young man has since grown in the faith. He is an educator.
Mm-hmm.
He has really taken steps forward and been discipled. He submitted himself to discipleship, and now he's working with this ministry.
That's great.
Along with still teaching.
Sure.
But we're going to learn more about what they do and how they do it. And see, what happened is 4 years ago, whatever it was, he comes to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this purpose now that has unfolded in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going somewhere with a purpose and a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason isn't his reason. It's whatever God has professed for him.
Right.
So, yeah, now you have that. So you were talking about enjoying getting out there with a weed eater and a chainsaw and stuff like that. And, you know, I got blood on my arm. And, you know, I looked down from working the other day.
Yeah.
And I've been carrying branches and there's blood all over my arm. It was great. I wasn't going to die. It was just, I take Eliquis, you know.
You're good.
Just scrape my arm and there's a lot of blood that comes out initially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put your peroxide and even the alcohol on it.
Yeah.
And it'll burn it up real good. You sit in the air conditioner, you enjoy a nice, what I call lemonade, which is stevia and lemon, and then water.
Yeah.
And really enjoy watching a football game or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the little things of life.
Yeah,
thank you,
great.
God, that you would allow me to
to
get out there and be physical. And do all this stuff. What a blessing.
I mean, it's living life, Bob.
Yeah. We come back in just a few minutes. I want you to tell me about going to the ballpark to watch Wesley, who's now how old?
Four. Yeah.
Is there a blessing in watching four-year-olds play baseball? You better believe it. He's going to tell you about it in a minute. Because seriously, if you pass by these things and you don't
stop, you miss them.
Sometimes you got to do a little Ferris Bueller. For WRJZ Joy Radio, don't skip school, though. We're going to be watching you. 21 minutes away from 7 o'clock, the Bob Bell Show continues. It's all the way down to 70 degrees now.
Some days, you carry more than anyone else can see. A concern for your family. A decision you need to make. A situation that seems beyond your control. At Joy Radio, we believe in the power of prayer, and we'd be honored to pray with you. Visit WRJZ.com and share your prayer request on our prayer request page. You're not walking through life alone. Joy Radio, helping you grow in the faith.
When you watch the news, you can't help but notice how some people get really passionate and committed to some really bad causes. It's just hard for a civilized mind to comprehend that. So, you want a good cause to get behind? Something that is a positive, bright force in our community and your family? You are listening to it. As you know, by listening here to your station, it's really worth getting behind. So, thank you for your monthly, ongoing financial support of a really good cause. We're online at WRJZ.com. The Bob Bell Show. If you ain't tuned in, well, bless your heart.
Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth.
Just like that.
It's neither drink nor drug induced, nor.
I made homemade soup just the other day, and I felt just like this.
There we go.
Great lyric. I remember 25 years ago, it was an old rainy day. Been raining forever. It's one of those days. And I think it was February. And the late Matt Hinken and I were having lunch.
Yeah.
I think we were at Don Pablo's when it used to be close to Easttown. Anyway, something else I could get spilled on my nice white shirt.
Yes, of course.
So I was there. Yeah, because he looked at me and goes, I can't take you anywhere. And so the waitress comes up to him and says, is the sun going to ever shine? Because it had been days. He goes, well, it's shining somewhere.
There we go.
And he just smiled like that. And I went, man, what a beautiful answer. What a master class for an answer.
Yeah, that's great.
So the other day, you were at a baseball game. It wasn't the Reds versus this.
No.
It was some other teams.
Yeah. My grandson, little four-year-old, was first t-ball game, and apparently with the four-year-olds, the dads can go out there with them on the base paths or whatever.
Sure.
So he gets a hit, and he's standing on third base, and my son's beaming with pride. You know, he's just loving things. He looks
Absolutely. Tucker's going
nuts. Tucker's loving it. He looks over, And our grandson Wesley's digging in the dirt. He's standing on the base. And he's digging in the dirt. And Tucker's thinking, what are you doing? I'm a paleontologist, Dad.
A four-year-old.
A four-year-old.
Said, I'm a paleontologist.
I'm a paleontologist. I don't know how successful the dig was, but he was searching.
I'm dancing with the dinosaurs.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, those are the little things
in
life.
That's the little thing in life like that.
See, in several Thanksgivings from now, you'll still be teaching. Hey, when he's 16, you know, yeah, I remember when you were 4 years old.
That's right.
And, Papa, come on. 6:43 at WRJZ. Recently, we discovered a ringtone. I don't know if you've heard of a preacher's ringtone.
Oh.
Sometimes, you know, phone calls can be irritating.
Absolutely.
Even though you love people. But sometimes the ringtone should sound like this.
When I woke up this morning, I heard a disturbing sound. I said when I woke up this morning, I heard a disturbing sound. What I heard was a jingle jangle of 1,000 lost souls.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
That's an actual ringtone.
That's hilarious. I love that.
When I woke up this morning.
That is so good.
I had one from a lady that was helping with my daughter's wedding, my youngest daughter, Alyssa. So I think she's been married almost like 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Golly, I'm getting old. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she was helping out and coming up with ideas, and her almost grown son, 19-year-old, called. Yeah. And her ringtone was Stewie going, Mom, 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 Mummy, 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 Mummy.
That was her ringtone.
That was the ringtone. I was like, for him.
Yeah, of course.
So this young man named Will calls his mom, 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 Mummy, 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 Mummy. It's like, would you give it a break? She goes, yeah, it does make me answer quicker. I said, have you ever had that go off in church? She goes, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I just looked. I killed it, but I looked around like I didn't know where it came from. Why do we do that? We lie. Look, I don't know where that came from. Yeah. It came out of your pocket. That's where it came from. For WRJZ Joy Radio, that's Dr. Todd Harden. I'm Bob Bell. So in Ecclesiastes, when we go through a study of that to avoid these dead ends.
Yeah.
What things should we look for? Is it good just to, I mean, you could read Ecclesiastes all in, in one fell swoop.
Yeah, you can. I think the thing is, at the very end, and that will tie into the third thing of employing biblical wisdom to negotiate life, is that he asked that question at the beginning, basically, is there any fulfillment in life?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, if you're properly oriented to God. And how you do that is that you fear God and keep his commandments. Well, the role, though, the way you do that is by following the word of God. And the word of God, he brings up two pictures, word pictures. He says, the words of wise men, he's talking about scripture here, though, are like goads, and masters of these collections are like well-driven nails. They're given by one shepherd, capital S.
Mm.
Okay? And so what he's talking about is that the word of God serves as both a goad to cattle prod you forward.
To cattle prod you forward.
Right? Or a well-driven nail, like a tent peg, to give you something firm to hold on to.
So, like that.
For things that are within your responsibility, the Word of God urges you forward. It goads you, pokes you to move forward.
I like the way you do that. You see the motion.
Yeah.
So it's like a cattle prod.
That's right. Mm. But for things that are God's responsibility, they're out of your control. They're like well-driven nails. You can hold on to them in faith.
Yeah.
So obey and trust, right?
I like that. I like that.
So that's how you then experience the fearing God and keep his commands. That's where you find meaning and fulfillment in life.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.
Yep.
You know, so you've got Ecclesiastes, and then you've got Micah 6:8.
Oh, yeah.
So what has he shown you, O mortal man? What is good? And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy.
And walk humbly.
And the main thing is walk humbly with God.
That's right.
You kind of go, hey, Lord, shouldn't you have put that first? Yes. Mind your own business. I'm doing for a purpose.
That's right.
But yeah, walk humbly with your God.
Mm-hmm.
And then doggone it, 30 years ago, Steve Encouraged Heaven made a song out of it.
Yeah, he did.
Called The Walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was all about his granddad. Mm-hmm. His granddad always had the walk. 647 WRJZ Joy Radio. Coming up, Steve Brown on Food for the Soul is going to talk about you bringing somebody to Christ is not you bringing somebody to Christ. God's just using you, and that's good. But it doesn't depend on your eloquence.
That's right.
Well, this is good. All brought to you by our good friends at Kelly Jarnigan Farm Bureau Insurance. All right here on the Bob Bell Show. Also, traffic and weather together is next.
Looking for hope and encouragement in a world that often feels overwhelming? If you find yourself facing a crossroad, or maybe you're in one right now, join me, Jenny Bushkell, for Crossroads, where you'll hear inspiring conversations with guests whose stories remind us that God is at work even in life's hardest moments. Discover faith, hope, healing, and purpose through real stories that can help change your perspective and encourage your heart. That's Crossroads with Jenny Bushkell right here on Joy Radio, Thursdays and Fridays at 2:30 p.m. and Saturdays at 5 p.m. Brought to you by Campbell Dental Care.
When I was a little girl growing up in church in East Tennessee, I used to love to sing this song about prayer, I remember. Oh, how praying rests the weary. Prayer will change the night today. So when life gets dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. Written in 1876, a century and a half ago, the words still carry important meaning. It's easy to bypass putting the brakes on a busy day to pray, but prayer can radically change your day. It can even change your life. And it can make a difference in the lives of those you pray for. Sometimes prayer changes our circumstances. Sometimes it changes us. Prayer is our audience with the King. So today, maybe even in the next moments, take time to pray. Our website has a space for prayer requests. Visit WRJZ.com to learn more. Joy Radio, helping you grow in the faith.
I love Bob's junior co-host. You never know what these kids are going to say.
Not goat sitting per se. It was more so clearing property with goats. Because I got two.
Oh.
Yeah. I got two, and we put them in our backyard.
They eat that kudzu.
Oh, yeah.
You want your child to be the next Bob's junior co-host? Email us, joy620 at wrjz.com. Right here on Joy 620 WRJZ, 102.5 FM, and in Sevier County at 99.5. For the Soul, today brought to you by Kelly Jarnigan of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call her today for a free quote at 865-938-4400. Where does our joy come from? Knowing to whom we belong? And by the way, being secured in that, knowing that when we spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, is it really dependent on how well we do it? Here's a great perspective from Steve Brown.
First, you ought to be careful because God hates obstructors of life. Look at Matthew 23:13. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. I love the priest who said when he was a young man, I thought I was going to win the world to Christ. He said, when I got in my 30s, I was going to make a significant impact for Christ in the world. When I got into my 50s, I was going to really speak the gospel and draw thousands to his name. As I got into my 60s, I thought, I want to be faithful. And now that I'm at the age of retirement, I get on my knees and say, Lord, help me not to lose too many. I want you to know, one of the dangers of those of us who are Christians is that we think evangelism is dependent on us.
What a relief to know it's really dependent on him. Praise God, we're there to proclaim, but the results are up to him. Thanks for listening to Food for the Soul, today brought to you by Kelly Jarnigan of Farm Bureau Insurance.
Hi, this is Kelly Jarnigan of Farm Bureau Insurance in Powell. For nearly 3 decades, I've had the honor to serve Knoxville families and help them find the right insurance for their needs. We all know that needs change. So when your insurance needs change and you are looking for home, auto, and life insurance, I would be honored to help you find the right products to meet your needs. Call me at 865-938-4400 to explore your specific needs. I'm located at 3539 West Emory Road in Powell. I strive to protect Tennessee families with integrity and professionalism. For a local agent you can trust, call me at 865-938-4400.
Joy Radio Weather with Mike Witcher.
Happy Thursday. Today's the day that our cold front swings its way on through. That's going to spark off a few spotty afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms, but the heat and humidity has definitely built its way back in with forecast highs in the low 90s. This forecast is brought to you by McNabb Center. When you're in a crisis, the faster you get help, the better it is. McNabb Center's Empath Unit has compassionate mental health providers, and 24/7 walk-ins are welcome. I'm meteorologist Mike Witcher from the East Tennessee Weather Center, and remember to always stay up to date with the latest forecast with the free East Tennessee Weather app.
Joy Radio Traffic with Pete Michaels.
Well, at the moment, pretty good shape. Well, at least till 7 o'clock, then between 7 and 8:30, the bottom falls out. But right now, good news, no wrecks. You look like you're on time up and down Alcoa Highway and Pellissippi Speedway. You got a pickup drop-off at the airport. Good shape right now, James White Parkway. That'll change again this weekend. It's an adult PJ party. The adult pajama party with the Penguins is Saturday at Ripley's Aquarium. But you must be 21 or older to attend. That kind of fun, yep. Google details, Ripley's Aquarium.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Woke up this morning and realized I'd been made brand new.
Oh, that's a good one.
All of my old friends are asking what happened to you.
Oh, what happened to you, Bob? You ain't like you used to
be. He's in the grave where he belongs.
All things are passed away, Doc.
That was made upon a cross.
All things have become new, Doc.
Yeah, they do. I'm the holding on and lies in my head.
So you enjoy the little things of life. You embrace. Those things are right in front of you. You embrace. You embrace life. You employ biblical wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a key right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, see, Doc, I wrote it down.
Yeah.
But again, we're talking about avoiding those dead ends.
Yeah.
In life. And Ecclesiastes still has all the answers. There's nothing new under the sun.
That's right. Positive orientation equals fulfillment. Negative orientation toward God equals futility.
Futility.
Mm-hmm.
Chasing after the wind, maybe?
Amen. That's exactly
that's what
right.
It was. So on this date, 1912, Doc,
mm-hmm.
You weren't around.
No.
But.
Not quite.
Tarzan was actually born.
Oh, there we go.
Tarzan of the Apes was published by writer Edgar Rice Burroughs. I think that's what I said when I last stepped on a Lego. Yeah. Meanwhile, Confucius.
Yes.
Born of the state in 551 B.C.
Mm.
Died in 479 B.C. Never got back up.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
So I'm not being mean.
He lived a while, though, it sounds like.
Yeah. 551 to 479. Mm-hmm. That's yeah.
That's pretty good.
Kung Fitzwa.
Mm.
Is his name. I didn't know. Just call Confucius.
Just go Confucius. So it won't be confusing.
Confucius, eh? Lyndon Baines Johnson, born of the state in 1908, the 36th president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing a clip just not long ago of Walter Cronkite talking about the day he died.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's been confirmed out of Texas that Lyndon Baines Johnson, 36th president of the United States, has died.
He had been sick for a while.
He had been sick, yes. The great Tuesday Weld. Tuesday Weld, born of the state in 1943, is 83 years old. Most of us first met her in The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis back in the day, and she was just beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, she was like she's just a beautiful person.
She's got a beautiful name.
Yeah, Tuesday
Weld. When
you
see that, you know, she's pretty. I guarantee it. Yeah. You've never seen it. She's pretty.
Yeah, Tuesday Weld. Anyway, so Barbara Bach turns, what is it? Oh, 79 today? Barbara Bach does? I didn't know that. Jeff Cook from Alabama turns 77 today. Singer, musician with the group Alabama. That's not Alabama. Comedy dog. Anyway, for WRJZ, that is W. Gillis, though.
There we go.
On a Tennessee Saturday night.
Do you know Alabama, the fans, play this during their commercial breaks?
Yeah, and at the end of the game.
At Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Tennessee song.
Yep.
Spend my dollar.
So when Tennessee beat Alabama for the first time in 15 years back in 22.
We played it.
We did. And it was perfect.
We brought it home where it belongs.
Yeah. There you go. For WRJZ, the great Jeff Cook, 77 today. Mac Brown, Used to coach over there at Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Texas and also Alabama. 200 career wins, 75 today. He's retired.
Brother Watson Brown.
Yeah, brother is Watson Brown from Vanderbilt and Barry's and sundry other places. Yolanda Adams turned 65 today, gospel singer. You might remember this one. She has the longest hair. 65 years old today, Yolanda Adams. She's been doing it a long time. I remember back when I was an MTV watcher, and that was back in the 80s. I used to turn on and see Downtown Julie Brown.
Yeah.
She was one of the video disc jockeys. Yes. Video
VJs.
VJs,
what they call them.
63 today.
Wow.
Yeah. She's also an actress. Manny Fernandez.
Yep.
Great hockey goalie. 52 today. When I saw that, I thought baseball. Nope. Manny Fernandez. 52. Hockey.
I was thinking of the defensive lineman for the Dolphins.
Nope. Dallas Stars, Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, that's a different, yeah.
There's another Manny Fernandez.
Yeah, that's right. That's the one we know.
There's more than one Manny Fernandez.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the plural?
Mm-hmm.
Manny Fernandez? Fernandi? No.
Yeah.
That's terrible. For WRJZ, Doc, you've earned your $6.20 this week. Congratulations. Be sure and have some more tea. For WRJZ, that is Dr. Todd Harden of Grace Biblical Counseling, who graces us with his presence. I've heard that for tomorrow, she's already got some things cooking up. I wish it was in the oven, like biscuits and stuff, but it's Marcy Scyther, speaker, author, an enormous talent, now Knoxville resident, is going to be joining us tomorrow on the Bob Bell Show Friday because she is the Friday co-hostess. But we've heard she's already got some ideas that she's bringing to the table, which is good. Coming up, a look at national news from Fox News. Also, without reservation. What is that? You're going to learn more about it. I'll learn more about it, too. From a fellow by the name of Chris Hammond, right here at WRJZ Joy Radio. Did you hear in Union County? Dave, did you hear in Union County? The jail guys didn't show up. You know what they had to do? They had to transport all those prisoners from one place to another.
Yeah, I heard about that, because usually if there's a new sheriff elected, they're afraid of probably losing their jobs.
Well, yeah, but I wonder what the protest is all about.
I don't know.
Because I keep hearing the story, and they said, well, we've been understaffed for years and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, you know, there's something other. It just feels like there's something else brewing under there. I don't know what it is. I could be wrong.
You never know.
Anyway. Be praying for them, because, you know, the people in Union County need a jail just like everybody else does. I'm sorry. That's reality. You'll meet Chris Hammond when we get back in just a few moments. We got traffic. We got weather. It's all lined up on a Thursday here at the Bob Bell Show. Don't forget, 6:30 tonight, we join the pregame show in progress as Carson Newman University gets ready to play Tiffin. Kickoff at 7 with Adam Cavalier. Doesn't get better than that. 12 hours from now. At WRJZ Joy Radio, good morning to you. It is now 7:04, 4 minutes after 7 o'clock and 70 degrees at WRJZ. Joy Radio, the Bob Bell Show is on. Good to have you along. Pull up a chair and have a seat. Yesterday, we talked a lot about the life of Dolly Parton. And do you think she had some fulfillment in her life? A lot of people would say yes. I think you're right. She understood. She was a very wealthy person. I don't know. She may have been a billionaire, and we don't even know it. By the time you put everything all together that she owned, and total assets and so forth, she may be a billionaire. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is, one couldn't help but notice she seemed to be a very happy person. Always a sense of cheer. Well, if you had that much money, you would. Listen, things weren't always that way for her. She grew up in abject poverty. Now, I think people in the news business kind of go overboard. And they say things like, she was one of 12, and she was the fourth child, which is true. And they didn't even have running water. Well, They did and they didn't. They didn't have any electricity. Well, sometimes they did and sometimes they didn't. The truth is, back in those days, back in the upper parts of Pittman Center, which is, if you're looking at a map, it's just sort of just to the left of Gatlinburg, if you will, and just north. If you look at those places, you begin to realize that it would be hard to get electricity and running water back through there, and sometimes you didn't need that. You had a cold stream. You had God's running water without any pollutants in it back then, especially. You had some pretty good running water. You didn't have the traditional bathrooms that you think of. But a lot of people in those days, in the 40s, did not. So here's an 80-year-old born in 1946 who hits it big with Kaz Walker locally, becomes a mega superstar after 9 to 5, Steel Magnolias, various and sundry other movies, but keeps writing songs, keeps having hits for her and for other people. And she becomes a household name, not just in East Tennessee, but a household name across the nation, across the world. Everybody knows Dolly Parton. And she passes away. But you look at a life where the more important things to her was because her dad could not read. Think about that. Her dad did not read. She wanted to make sure all children could read. She even had some Sevier County children years ago make a pact with each other. She called them into an assembly at Sevier County High School. She said, listen, as freshmen, y'all are going to promise each other you're going to graduate. If both of you, she put them in pairs, if both of you graduate, I'll give you both $500 at the end of your four-year tenure as a high school student. If one of you doesn't graduate, it's off. You don't get it. So you're going to hold each other accountable, and both of you are going to graduate. They said the dropout rate in high school in that area went from 36% to 9% in 1 year. So it does work. For WRJZ, Joy Radio, we're about educating you. We're going to talk a little bit about a ministry you may have never heard of. With me is Chris Hammond. Chris, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Very well. So you came up to me about 4 years ago, and it was in April. It was near Easter.
Yeah, Easter Sunday.
Was it Easter Sunday? And you had something on your heart. What did you have on your heart? What was going on?
Well, the pastor had, the week prior service, had asked us to just bring somebody to church with us, and he said, you know, if you get them here, then I promise you I'll make the gospel as clear as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was thinking, I was racking my brain trying to figure out, you know, who do I invite, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all this time, it turned out it was me. And I thought that I had been saved when I was a boy. And I was at this point in my life, I was just at a point where I was indifferent and just, I was just down. I felt empty, just totally empty. There was this massive void in my heart. And Pastor Bobby was preaching on the thieves on the cross. And he asked, are you on the cross for redemption or rebellion?
We're going to answer that when we come back. That's a good setup. More coming up in just a few moments, and then we'll talk about, did I say it right, without reservation?
Yes.
All right. That's a great ministry. When we return to the Bob Bell Show, more of Chris's story, because the fact of the matter is it's God's story. It's 7:09.
More variety than a church potluck, with less risk of tuna casserole. It's Bob Bell.
So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody,
yeah,
all about somebody who saved my soul.
For WRJZ, good morning. Now, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, 70 degrees. The Bob Bell Show is underway with Chris Hammond with us. Chris, you teach where?
I teach in Knox County.
In Knox County schools. What do you teach?
I teach health sciences, so I'm basically teaching about different health cares and careers.
Oh, man. Anyway, so what got you interested in Without Reservation? And before you say that, what is Without Reservation?
So Without Reservation is a ministry that is run by a man named Kent Frazier. He's up in Minnesota. And basically, it's like a podcast-type format, kind of online radio. They have a YouTube channel and an app as well where they share personal testimonies from different people from the different Native American tribes mm-hmm. across the country. And I actually think there's some from Canada as well. And these testimonies, some of them, you know, it's one video, you know, maybe 15, 20 minutes. Some of them are in three parts. But they are obviously done with the blessing and permission of the individual sharing them, but they are really raw, personal, and you know, they cut to the heart, which is, you know, our testimonies should be real and authentic. It shouldn't be anything that's kind of fabricated or puffed up.
So you were talking before the break about not being filled empty.
Yeah.
Then you hear this message and you realize that this is directed at you, then what?
Well, they had already had the altar call, and I was sitting up in the balcony. I knew God had been dealing with me for a while. Sometimes deep down, I knew it. The days leading up to it, I felt it more, and I just, when Pastor Bobby was talking about, you know, he asked that question. He said, "Are you on the cross of redemption or the cross of rebellion?" He was referencing the two thieves on the cross, which we know the one thief who asked, you know, turned to Jesus and asked him, you know, "Lord, please remember me.
Yeah, and when you come into your kingdom."
Yeah, and I knew then, like, my heart just, it was crushed. Like, I was just broken. I felt totally empty. I knew God was calling me, and as I made my way down those stairs, my heart just broke even more and more as I got closer. And I remember getting up to, you know, to meet the pastor, because, like I said, the service was already over. Mm-hmm. And all I could get out was, you know, I thought I was saved, but I've never truly surrendered my life to Jesus, and I give up.
And I'm sorry, you said what?
I said, I've never truly surrendered my life to Jesus, and I threw the towel in. I was like, I give up. I'm ready. And
what a beautiful illustration. I like that. I give up. I surrender.
Yeah.
Huh. And so you hear about Without Reservation. You have indigenous people who have wondered, hey, is this just a white man's religion? Is that what you hear sometimes?
Yeah. So to back up a little bit, God placed the Native American people in my heart, and I don't say that as in like they need me or he needs me or anything right. like that, but I felt this burden back in 2024. It started with wanting to get a handmade quilt made for my grandmother for her 90th birthday. And I did that, and I made a connection with someone on the Wind River Reservation out in Wyoming. And it was through that God just started gradually kind of increasing this burden on my heart. And I ended up just looking for resources to learn more about, you know, missionaries and ministries on the reservations after I'd done some research on the reservations and, you know, some of the struggles and challenges that they face. And I came across this ministry, Without Reservation, and I found it actually on YouTube, of all places. If you go to YouTube and you just type in Without Reservation, it should pull up their channel. But I just started listening to these testimonies, and
what are some testimonies that caught your mind?
There's two in particular. The first one was a gentleman, I believe he was a member of the Navajo Nation, mm-hmm. and he had talked about his dad coming to Christ, and prior to that, his dad used to leave out these bowls mm-hmm. on the kitchen table that had food in them and stuff that were...
For what?
For the spirits.
For the spirits.
Yeah, and... it goes into like spirituality, you know.
Yeah.
And his belief was that, you know, that the spirits, the ancestors, the spirits needed to be fed and stuff like that. Well, after his dad come to Christ, he said he noticed that those bowls just disappeared.
Huh.
And that one really stuck out to me because I thought about, okay, what in my personal life and in my spiritual life, what am I feeding? You know, what's my objective? Am I seeking the things of the Lord, or am I seeking the things of the flesh or the things of the world? And so that one really spoke to me. And there was another one of a gentleman from the Mohawk tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And he grew up in a really bad home setting.
And, could be called abusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at one point, he his father, I guess, was the source of a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
And he had planned to take drastic measures to deal with it.
He was going
to
kill his dad, wasn't he?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And he had set up to do that. He was hiding and was going to do that. And his dad come walking around, and he just couldn't do it. He didn't believe in God at the time. He
yeah,
wasn't
not
a
at that time.
Follower of Christ. Yeah, but he in his testimony he shared that he believed that God stopped him from doing that.
When we come back in a few minutes, we're going to hear more about that and how to connect without reservation. So we can connect you. You can hear some of these testimonies. Do you have a website?
Yeah, well, the website is withoutreservation.com, and there's also an app. If you search in the App Store, I think it's the Storyteller Radio app, or if you search Without Reservation, you can pull it up, and they have all those podcasts and testimonies there.
Withoutreservation.com. More coming up from Chris Hammond in just a few moments. 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, we're going to pray Tennessee in partnership with Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
As the book of James says,
let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
There are many things in life that can try our patience. But right here, you'll find a source for peace, calm, and patience.
We're Joy Radio.
Let freedom ring.
For WRJZ Joy Radio, it's the Bob Bell Show. Celebrating the semi-quincentennial of this great nation, which would not have come to be if not for the hand of God. But we do want you to know also that Christianity is not a white man's religion. See, a lot of people get stuck on that. No. Jesus was not a white man. I don't get stuck on that either, but he wasn't. With me is Chris Hammond in here. He's an educator for WRJZ. Here at Joy Radio, we're talking about Without Reservation. So, This guy was going to kill his dad, and then God stopped him. He didn't believe in God, but what happened later?
Well, he ended up coming to Christ, and
of course, because God stopped him from killing his
yeah,
dad.
Yeah, I mean, how do you explain that? You know, it's he was totally he wasn't seeking the Lord. He wasn't with the Lord. He didn't know the Lord, but yet God was with him, and you know, that I think that's something that, you know, as Christians, we can lose sight of a lot of times when we, you know, we think about people that don't know the Lord is, you know, he causes it to rain on the just and the unjust. And his mercies are very long suffering.
So after he does not kill his dad, then what happened over a period of time?
So he ends up, he comes to know Christ, and then He ends up reconciling with his father years later and sharing that with him. You know, sharing the gospel with
his dad.
Yeah.
Who was abusive at one time.
Yeah.
See, that's how the gospel works. There's, it's like I said, we can do what we do, and we're called to participate. We're called to grow, to serve, to participate. But God does God things we can't explain. If we'll just be obedient, and this guy was obedient. So you could go to withoutreservation.com, and you can find a path to get to some of these testimonials. And we find out why you're a part of this, don't we?
Yeah, so you can go to withoutreservation.com. They have the podcast. There's YouTube has them as well and the app. And, you know, I just enjoy just putting them on sometimes and just listen to them when I'm trying to decompress.
Because it's encouraging.
Yeah, and it actually helps me meditate on the Lord more and God's Word. And it's just, I mean, who doesn't like to hear a beautiful testimony?
I love it. So it helps you also recenter. Hey, why am I a part of this ministry? And you go back and listen. Oh, yeah, because these things still happen. So if we were to, you eventually went to where?
I eventually ended up this past summer with my dad and my brother. We went to the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. And, you know, to take a step back, you know, I got the quilt from my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I made a connection with the Wind River Reservation, and then I ended up just randomly, just it was on my heart to do it, and I reached out to a church up at Pine Ridge and built a connection with the pastor there just through emailing back and forth. He didn't know me. I was a complete stranger, and I didn't expect anything from it.
Mm-hmm.
But he ended up retiring, and another pastor took over. And again, that nudge and that burden was still there. So I reached back out to this new pastor, and we just started talking and about, you know, needs and things that to pray for and stuff. And the conversation came up about, you know, first aid and CPR, which I have a background in.
Sure.
And we ended up coming up with this idea of going up there to offer CPR class and first aid.
Which is a very practical thing.
Yeah. Well, and up there especially because, you know, when people think of the reservations, you know, I don't know what everybody particularly envisions, but a lot of these areas are very rural. That, like, for example, if you called EMTs here in Knoxville,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're probably going to get an ambulance at your house within, you know, 9 to 14 minutes, something like that.
Right.
When I researched the response times on reservations in some places, it was at best maybe 30 minutes, but that was rare, but sometimes it could take a couple hours.
Yeah. Long enough for somebody to die.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, at Pine Ridge, there's a lot of brokenness. There's a lot of poverty. And I don't say that in a way like I'm trying to pity them or anything. It's just there's a lot up there that you don't hear about. There's a lot of violence that you don't hear about.
There's a lot of alcoholism
mm-hmm.
that I have heard about, gambling, other things that try to heal somebody from the inside out that can't heal. Or that try to take the place of God, just like anybody else that needs Jesus. But you hear a lot of it in one place.
Yeah, and, you know, and up there, when we went, it was really eye-opening. You see some of the conditions that some people live in, and you have to, I ask myself, I'm like, how is this happening in 2026 in the United States? And there's families up there that don't have reliable electricity or running water.
It's like a third world country,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is great. So withoutreservation.com, Chris Hammond, thank you for joining us today. What a story. You know, maybe we'll do an update sometime down the road, too, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on. I'm glad I was able to to share this about this ministry. So please go check them out and listen to those testimonies.
Now, you and I have a common friend, Nathan. He cares about yeah. people. He likes to see people get to know Christ.
He does.
And that's what it's all about. Yeah. All throughout this radio station, though, you Methodist Baptisterians, we're here to bring the message, the gospel of Christ. We're helpless. We can't save ourselves. We need the Savior. And He is God with skin on, and He already paid the price with His blood on the cross. You can place your trust in Him. Chris, God bless. Have a great one, man.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Now he's got to go to his real job. At WRJZ, we're back in a few moments coming up. We've got news from Fox News brought to you by Fleet Tire. I'm happy to tell you they're at 111 Woodland Avenue, Fleet Tire, the place where I get the tires for me. Actually, I even got a nail out of my tire just recently. Yeah. They service what they sell.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Down 100 highway, empty pursuit, in a thousand foolish things.
Here we go. Man. Yeah.
All of my life I was looking for.
WRJZ. Joy Radio, good morning. Brought to you by Keith Window Company this morning. Go to keithwindow.com for more information. You heard about what they're doing. They can get you a whole house full of windows redone, repurposed, and everything set up where there's no condensation, no leakage, or anything like that. At an affordable price. And make sure that it's TVA approved, insulation approved, all that good stuff to make sure you've got good seals on your windows. KeithWindow.com for more information. Good people, too. 737, Bob Bell at your service. Good morning and welcome in. We're asking the question for a band called Alabama. Today is Jeff Cook's birthday. He's the guitarist, musician, singer, too. I'm going to ask you to fill in the blank. This may be the easiest prize you ever win. It is a devotional from Charles Spurgeon, as done by Bill Neff. Also, from Paws and Tails, I've got a book called The Overcomers for Your Children that is from the Ministry of Insight for Living, our ministry of the month of August. Tremendous people. So, this is a fill in the blank. Are you ready? Alabama had once a huge hit with a song called Blank in the First Degree. Claybo, do you know what that is? Oh, you do? Good. I know how much up on country music you were, you know. Blank in the First Degree, 865-342-5620. Blank in the First Degree. Jeff Cook, a member of Alabama since its inception many years ago. Evidently, they used to play it like Michael's Cow Palace when they came to Knoxville. And they started someplace, some little place on Myrtle Beach. These guys from Fort Payne, Alabama, first got their first few gigs somewhere on Myrtle Beach way back in the 70s. A long time ago. 77-year-old Jeff Cook, Blank in the First Degree. If you can name it, you can have the prize pack, which includes a devotional from Bill Neff and Charles Spurgeon, and then the children's book, The Overcomers, from Paws and Tails, and Insight for Living. 865-342-5620. Blank in the First Degree. At WRJZ Joy Radio, we have tonight Carson Newman Eagle football for the FCA Game of the Week. FCA stands for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. That's right. Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Game of the Week. Tonight, Claybo is fired up. We'll join it at 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock at the station committed to help you grow into faith. WRJZ, 865-342-5620.
Thanks for listening this August.
We're doggedly determined to fetch some great programs for you
during the dog days of summer.
This is Joy Radio.
It's a beautiful day.
Indeed, the sun's out. WRJZ, yeah, the sun's out now. 70 degrees. Oh, down to 69? Yeah, down to 69. This is the Bob Bell Show at Joy Radio, WRJZ. 102.5 FM in Knox County, 99.5 in Sevier County. All over the world at WRJZ.com. The famous prize pack, I love this. This is The Overcomers. It's a book for your children. And, or grandchildren, The Overcomers, Discovering the Power of Faith and Unity in the Battle Against Darkness. Have you ever noticed sometimes when you speak to kids, even kids that belong to Christ, when I say kids, I was speaking to a 21-year-old last night, and I got to tell you, I keep hearing this dystopian background in her conversation. That was interesting. Even though some things were positive and there was an overall positivity, that is, a dependence on Christ and all that, but there's still, well, 87% of Gen Z people never get hired because they're, you know, sounds like Eeyore. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do next. If God can use a donkey, God can use Bob. So The Overcomers, from Paws and Tails, that's a ministry of Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll. Chuck came up with this years ago along with Cynthia. By the way, pray for him and for Cynthia. Cynthia is battling dementia in a very horrible way. Chuck is 92 years old, has macular degeneration, but still gets around well. Cannot see. He cannot see. He is losing or has lost his eyesight, more or less. I mean, he cannot drive, obviously. But he cannot see. But he takes lavish care of his precious wife every day. It's what it looks like when you see 70 years of marriage. I said 70. 70. Goodness gracious. Can you imagine what they've seen together in 70 years?
My grandparents, my grandfather, my dad's side of the family, He practically took care of his wife.
Because that's what a real man does.
Well, he unfortunately died of a fatal stroke in 91. So she didn't last too long after that.
But he was faithful till death did they part.
Oh, yeah.
You think about Carl Dean passing away last year.
That's what I think of the most. I think that's just
Dolly's husband.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and she loved him. It was over 50 years they were married.
Yeah.
She loved him. And people say, well, she didn't ever say much about it because she wanted to keep it private. They tried to have kids. She said she never could have kids. One of the reasons she has such a love for kids, because she didn't have any. And she had such a love to see people, especially kids, learn how to read. Now, her nieces and nephews have called her Aunt Granny, Gigi. There's several other nicknames they had for her.
Gigi's my favorite.
Gigi's kind of a grandma name, but that's, but they loved her. And she attended family reunions because why? Family was important to her. Anyway, 865-342-5620. Our question of the day, since Jeff Cook turned 77 today, he is a guitarist and one of the singers in Alabama. Alabama formed, I would imagine, somewhere around 1970. By the time it got to the late 70s, they were very popular in country music, and by the time they got to the early 80s, they took over country music, won lots of CMA awards. But Alabama had a song that was a huge hit. Of course, they had a big hit with Mountain Music. That's one of my favorites because, oh, play me some Mountain Music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. 40-Hour Week for a Living was one of my favorites. I love that one. But they had another huge hit with Blank in the First Degree. Can you fill in the blank? The number is 865-342-5620. If you do that, I'll give you the aforementioned prize right here at the WRJZ Prize Pack. that I've got right in front of me. 865-342-5620. If you have not won in the last 30 days, you are eligible to win this prize. Well, we've got lots of things coming up today. We're going to talk more about educating your kids coming up at 8 o'clock, and also how to deal with the rumble and tumble of life. All of that, too, plus Chuck Swindoll has a great message headed your way at 8:30 this morning.
We have Belinda, line one for you.
And we have Belinda on line one. Is that you, Belinda?
Yes, it is, Bob. How are you doing today?
Well, we're better now that we've heard your voice, Belinda.
You're a sweetheart. And I've actually met Jeff Cook.
No way. I did.
I met him backstage at his Alabama's concert here in Knoxville. I got to meet them all. They're really sweet guys.
Can you tell me about how long ago that was?
Back in the early 80s, I believe.
When they were real hot. I mean, that.
Oh, yeah.
When I was first in country music at WSEV in Sevierville, Dolly's radio station, when I was when I was at that station in 1982 and 3, they were, you couldn't go two songs without playing an Alabama song. You would either be playing Feel So Right or Mountain Music, or you'd be playing blank in the first degree. What was the blank?
Love
in the first degree. Oh, that's a good one, Dave. Yeah. Here you go, Belinda. Listen. Throw away the key. Yeah, that a girl. Belinda, you're the winner of all the prizes. You hang on right there, and we'll get back to you in just a few moments and get your information. But congratulations, Belinda. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bob, and you have a blessed day.
Yes, ma'am. Don't go anywhere. For WRJZ, back in a few moments on Joy Radio at 7:48.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Word of God speed, which pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speed.
It's now 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock at WRJZ. The Bob Bell Show is underway. Brought to you by Keith Window Company, keithwindow.com. If you're looking to have a few of the windows or one of the windows replaced, you say, will they do one? Yep, they will do one. You can call or contact them at keithwindow.com. Very affordable, yes. But also, just really excellent work. Do you know they just opened an office down in Destin, Florida, too? So if you snowbirds are headed down to Destin sometime later on this fall, you know you've got to get your windows replaced down there. There's actually a Destin number to call for Keith Window. Sure enough. But they start right here in Knoxville. This is what they're all about in East Tennessee. And they'll take care of you. We're glad to have them aboard as sponsors of the Bob Bell Show today. Did you know that flock cameras existed in the Andy Griffith Show? That's right. For at Wally's Filling Station, Bernard Fife, Deputy Barney Fife, installed a high-speed reconnaissance photo equipment to capture a would-be thief at Wally's Filling Station with the help of Gomer. The only picture that was ever lodged on it was Barney himself. To which, when he slapped down that photograph, here's your thief, it was Barney waving at the camera. Jim Nabors had the best line. Gomer Pyle said, quote, "You take a really good picture, Barney. Me, I never do." So flock cameras are not new. See, I'll have you know. Coming up later on today, 6 o'clock, right before Carson Newman football, we have Growing for Life with Dr. Rocky Ramsey. Dr. Rocky Ramsey asked a really good question. Is it worth inconveniencing ourselves for the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Listen carefully to the questions he asks.
All that Jesus has done for you, is he worth you inconveniencing yourself? Was it convenient for Jesus to leave the Godhead, step out of eternity into time and space? Was it convenient for him, the one who fills the universe, to be confined to a fetus? To be a baby in a manger? Was it convenient to him to live 30 years without telling anybody who he was or what he'd come to do? Was it convenient for him to be rejected by the very people he came to save? Hated by the people who loved him? Was it convenient for him to be physically beaten to a pulp by the Romans? Was it convenient for him to take on the sin of the world, the one who had been holy forever, now filthy with my sin and yours? Was it convenient for him to suffer hell so I could be forgiven, you could be forgiven? Pay our judgment, pay our price? Was any of that convenient?
That's a great question. Was any of that convenient? Jesus did not do the things he did out of convenience. He did it out of a holy love that goes beyond anything we could possibly understand. It wasn't about convenience. When I look around and I see people serving like the without reservation ministry, it's not convenient to go somewhere in the middle of Wyoming to a reservation. But what these other men are doing for these other tribes is carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ and helping them understand this is not some white man's religion. Jesus was not white. That's not about European religion. It is about instead the true way to heaven, the only way to heaven, the only way to the Father. According to John 14:6, which by all counts, regardless of what culture you come from, a lot of people don't want to, it takes a lot of humility to bow yourself to that. As you heard our friend Chris say earlier, he came to a point 4 years ago, and I remember he came up to me at church and said, Bob, I know you don't know me, but, and he started that particular conversation by saying, something's wrong. I really need to submit to God. He meant give up or surrender. And he did. So now you have a surrendered life along with some other good godly men. Number one, not only is he an educator in one of our great schools here in Knox County, he's also going to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ and practical help in EMT services and training EMTs at reservations where they can't get emergency medical help there soon in many cases. What a great ministry. We've learned a lot today. Also, to look at the very little things in life and learn to enjoy those little things, as Dr. Todd Harden said earlier. He also talked about embracing life, embracing even the hard times. For in those are the things that shape you. And then he talked about the third E, employ biblical wisdom. That wisdom which we get from the eternal wisdom of the Scriptures that goes from generation to generation. If we embrace that and employ that, then it sets our lives up to have a full purpose. I joy greatly, like a lot of people here in this building, and seeing people come to know Jesus Christ, to place their trust in the Jesus, the one and only, the one that gave his life and spilled his blood out to cleanse us from our sins and unrighteousness, to forgive us, to stamp it paid in full, which is what they say. That's called the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we joy in here in the building. So one of the things we get to do for you is for many of you who belong to Christ already is to build you up in your faith so that when you're out there in the marketplace, in the business places, in other stores, and in your comings and your goings, wherever you may be, you're not going to be hesitant in sharing the gospel, the good news. This portion of the Bob Bell Show brought to you by Keith Window Company. Go to keithwindow.com for more information. I am Bob Bell. So don't forget, tonight, Carson Newman starts playing at 7 o'clock kickoff. 6:30 is when we'll join the pregame. Tomorrow is Grace Christian Academy in the Rusty Waddles Honda Game of the Week, airtime 6:30, kickoff 7. But tonight, it all starts with Carson Newman Eagles University. Carson Newman, oh man. Go Eagles, talons up for WRJZ. Now Focus on the Family, the great message and a great discussion. Coming your way next on WRJZ Knoxville. Go out and do Jesus to someone today.